Så i de kommende år, så var der grupper af mennesker, der emigrerede til de værste udsatte steder for at prøve at styrke biodiversiteten.
Ej, er det også sommerfuglen,
det
der?
Det ved jeg ikke nok. Jeg er ikke helt sikker.
De samfund kalder sig selv for kompostsamfund. Og de vigtigste formål for dem var at være med til at lave kompost til jorden, så den igen kunne blive frugtbar.
Mamma, hvordan kan frøer lave sådan en høj lyd? Mamma, se den der oppe. Den der på den der lampeagtige.
De kommer alle sammen med den samme bue.
Se mamma, en sommerfuglevinge.
Som den, som der satte sig på mormors trøje, da vi var inde før.
Det der, det er en påfugleøje.
Er det det?
Påfugleøje og sådan nogle øjne på vingerne.
Ja, og det har den der.
Ja, så det er en påfugleøje. Hvis der nu kommer noget, så kan den jo se, at så tror den, at det er nogle rigtige øjne, og så tror den, at det er dyr, der går på angreb, så der er meget større end det dyr, som der er større end den.
Ej, hvor smart. Så bliver dyret bange.
Ja, og så løber det væk. Fordi det vil jo ikke selv blive spist.
Nej, det vidste jeg slet ikke.
Men så ved det ikke, at det er bare en sommerfugl.
Nej.
Det er det smart ved de øjne.
Ja.
I de første år, hvor kompostsamfundet eksisterede, fik de ikke så mange børn. Man talte om at skabe en symbiose mellem menneske og insekt.
Symbiosedyr.
Sådan så de væsener, der kom ud af det, ville have en større forståelse for jordens sammenhæng og det, som jorden havde brug for. Men vi kan godt gå herhen. Det er her, den er nemlig. Altså faktisk var det sådan, at sommerfugle, når det bliver vinter, så lægger de sig til at sove og dør. Og det havde den gjort herinde hos mig. Så da jeg fandt den, så var den ikke levende mere. Men vi kan prøve at se, om vi kan den helt lille vinge.
Og kroppen.
Og den anden vinge. Så kan vi finde et eller stykke pap, som har den her størrelse her. Så kan den ligge på et stykke pap hernede i den her fine lille æske.
Jeg har et billede af en sommerfugl, som jeg selv har lavet.
Ja. Jamen, der findes jo mange forskellige.
Jeg tror nok, de har den amiral.
Aha.
Og det er ikke det samme.
Nej, det er to forskellige.
Ja.
Hvordan ser de ud?
Det ved jeg ikke. De har sådan nogle streger. I hvert fald ikke øjne på. Men altså, cirka sådan, den ser sådan her ud. Bare ikke så stor. Men den ligner i hvert fald meget en. Men jeg ved ikke, om det er en.
Er sommerfugle nogle af de dyr, du bedst kan lide?
Mhm.
Ja.
kønsslange.
Nå, det må jeg nok sige. Er de ikke lidt farlige slanger?
Jeg har set i scenen med kæledyr, at der er en, der har en slange som kæledyr.
Så er det nok ikke en giftig slange.
Den var også orange.
Aha. Men det er nok svært at have en sommerfugl som kæledyr.
Ja, meget svært. Men man kan jo godt fange sommerfugl i sådan et glasbur. Men det tror jeg ikke, de ville leve så godt af.
Nej, det er nok lidt synd.
Ja.
Man måske egentlig, når man lige hører historien, synes, ej, det er da ikke så rart. Så vender man sig lidt til tanken og tænker, nå, jamen det kan da godt være det. Den virkelighed kan man blive lige så tryg i, som den, vi kender nu.
Jeg må se den der, mamma. Den er lige ved at komme ud.
Mm-hmm. Ej, er det det, der er sket?
Ja.
Sådan er de lige at komme ud, så vildt de ser lidt. Inden de flyver videre. Er det rigtigt?
Ja. Hviler sig.
Så hviler de sig.
Så hviler de sig.
Inden de flyver videre.
Så hviler de sig. Insekter. Inden de flyver videre.
De er den samme puppe, så de er alle sammen det samme. Der er mange af de der grå pupper. Og alt det grønne.
Den kæmper så
vej. Den kæmper så vej.
Den kæmper så vej.
Den kæmper så vej.
Vil du gerne være en sommerfugl, hvis du
kunne? Ja.
Hvad for en slags vil du så være?
Den der store blå, tror jeg. Den store blå?
Symbiose.
Symbiose børn. Jeg glæder mig til, hvad der kommer ud af de der grønne pupper. Nej.
Følerummet er ude.
Mm-hmm. Og man kan også se kroppen,
ja, som kommer ned herfra. Se, nu kan være den der. Den kommer simpelthen ned lige nu.
Hvis vi er tålmodige.
Ej, den kommer
snart ud. Hvis vi er tålmodige, så tror jeg, vi ser den komme ud.
Så ser vi den komme ud.
Hvis vi er tålmodige.
Se den der. Den er også lige kommet ud. Den der.
Så ser vi, den kommer ud.
Hvis vi er tålmodige, så ser vi den komme ud. Den nye generation fik indsprøjtet gener.
Indsprøjtet gener.
Fra insekter.
Insekter.
Som sommerfugle.
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 Og det betyder, at kropsligt rent fysisk og også kulturelt er de forbundet med sit symbiose dyr.
Forbundet.
Symbiose dyr. Men nu kom den rigtig ud.
Efter mange år og flere generationer af symbiosebørn, så oplever nogle af børnene, at deres sommerfugl uddør.
Så smuk.
Men de der pupper er så smukke.
Så smukke.
Så smukke. Så smukke. Eftersom de er i symbiose med sommerfuglen, så lever sommerfuglens gener videre.
Igennem børnene.
Igennem børnene. Og de ser det så som deres opgave at at fortælle fremtiden om de dyr.
Nu er den ude.
Så smukke.
Sommerfuglefødsel.
Ja.
Så smukke.
Så smukke.
Thank you.
I haven't been introduced as precocious in many years. And this is a song I wrote about being precocious. I have been trying to live it down since. There was a time in my life when I was precocious and very proud of being precocious to the point of being really rude and snotty about it. In fact, if anyone asked me if I was smart, I would tell them how precocious I was. Gladly, over and over again. I never had anything to follow it up with, though, so it's a hard act to carry on. So this song, I don't know, is for my precocious years, whatever you want to call them. I tend to think of them as my snotty years, but try not to talk about it in front of people I haven't been introduced to. People lust for fame like athletes in a game. We all break our collarbones and come up swinging. Some of us are crowned and some of us are downed. Some are lost and never found, but most have seen it all. They live their life and sad cafes, music halls, they always come up singing. Some make it when they're young, before the world has done its dirty job. And later on, someone will say, you've had your day, must make way. They'll never know the pain of living with a name you never owned, all the many years forgetting what you know too well, that the ones who gave the crown have been let down. You try to make amends without defending. Perhaps pretending you never saw the eyes of grown men of 25 who all followed as you walked and asked for autographs or kissed you on the cheek. Never could believe they really loved you. Some make it when they're old. Perhaps they have a soul they're not afraid to bear. Or perhaps there's nothing there. Stars, they come and go. They come fast, they come slow. They go like the last light of the sun, all in a blaze. And all you see is glory. But most have seen it all. They live their lives in sad cafes, music halls. They always have a story. Some women have a body men will want to see, so they put it on display. And some people play a fine guitar. I could listen to them play all day. Some ladies really move across the stage. Gee, they sure can dance. I guess I could learn how if I gave it half a chance. But I always feel so funny when my body tries to soar. And I always seem to worry about missing the next chord. So I guess there isn't anything to put out on display except the tunes. Whatever else I say, in any way that isn't really what I meant to say, I just meant to tell a story, a different day today. They come fast, they come slow. They go like the last light of the sun, all in a blaze. And all you see is glory. But most have seen it all, or live their lives in sad cafes, music halls. We always have a story. So if you don't lose patience with my fumbling around, I'll come up singing for you, even when I'm down. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Beans promote dreaming. To dream of beans is a good omen. To dream of beans bodes ill. To dream of beans is a sign to take care of children. To dream of beans foretells an invitation to dine out. God have your soul, beans and all. Eating beans giveth troublesome dreams.
The bean sequences. Wild bean and Florida velvet yield to oats and beggarweed. Nothing in the pod when you grow your own. Blue Lake and Tenderet, a little extra room in the row. Contender to royalty to beggarweed. Royalty interesting for color and history. Try Mary or Martha Washington. Try Martha Washington improved. Viking genetic leaf. Wings curved to oblong, a velvety pubescence deflexed to the keel. Alabama velvet, Osceola velvet. Filaments all slender, horse, castor, and hyacinth. Damping off and seedling root rot. Low, open, and of light-colored spores. Oval and are born freely, Tokyo. Virginia, Wilson 5, Black Eyebrow, and the very late Barchet. Out, out! In my youth, the bean patch, out! Till foliage is dry, bean patches near lilacs, flowering balsam, pear sweet blight in wet season. Keep cover on for carbon and spread thinly. Alabama velvet, Osceola velvet, filaments all slender, horse, castor, and hyacinth. Utica to the rear of this car, out, out for Utica, this car to the rear, out, next station stop will be Amsterdam. Osceola velvet, Stele glabrous, a bushel of Yokohama velvet, coiled, dehiscent, and with woody twiners, all spring up. There is not one declining how to grow. As corn and velvet beans planted together, they cannot stand alone, becoming warm, the soil maintaining itself, guarding what is soft. Foliage will shed before the corn. Color of flower, color of seed, and length of time, in many ways a veritable Eldorado until the following season. Center winter, Osceola, and Lyon. For very rare and worth and little known, air slack line the field. All around the tip, light growing, bearded like a bottle brush. Catalpa, Diadelphus, stamen keeping free, wild bean with wings deflexed, unraveled without complication in warm soil. Round and glabrous, brown and purple, Osceola velvet. Georgia, Osceola, and Florida velvet. Of doubtful and legendary appearance, a tangled mass difficult to gather. Velvet Georgia, early spring beans turned into the field. That from which one cannot depart, or it is not. Transforms in time, rarely inventive in waste places, not what they are bound to be, cold and salt, bitter and sour. Nowhere to stand against it, beans able to turn into the field. The moisture left, the crop is grazed, the plant consumed, determining the value of the yielded seed. The land bedded to cotton, planted to corn. Poor soil in Auburn. curing in frames, in stackings forming swaths till wilted, raking into windrows frame a hollow shock in stackings. Sheds of rain for green group seeds, eyebrow to the very late Barchet. Weather to delay a freezing hall, Manchuria center winter. The mulberry other is the Windsor bean, both with a near view showing the old limb cut close and when in full leaf. Cuttings from China, like layerings in the blossom stage. In times of famine, girls permitted to die first. If not sold, then left by moving water. One takes such stories with allowance. Broad, free water with patches materially layered. The ooze from hills in rows of mountain rain, deer, mud, to scouring rush and common pigweed. Days and through time, each rises for the rain. After 80 years, work doesn't cease. A vigorous ditch, though low raised, running down. The husbandman, not long on time, grasps it by the forelock. 12 to 14 strings of straw to 30 yields of grain. 800 catty of millet, the bushel per acre, the soy. The crop, the dollar, the acre, the stalk, the grain. 200 pounds of phosphorus to 45 bushels of beans. Unavoidably, the numbers in such numbers they have done what they are doing, a China farmer, flooding, to plow, to level, to ready, working a consistency in puddling. Set on bamboo stools, pants that nowhere touching summer trousers to the lake with buckets swinging. First secure a close and early stand, leaving the day for observation of the hills. Snail shells and lime and fertile fields are dressed in city river mud. Thank you.
of the grave and the crib, transgressing the limits of their isolation, picking the locks of the terminus fence, sneaking outside of official dumb, hosting the feast of
something on the board. Let's spell it. First letter.
L. O. G. E.
What's that?
Love.
What?
Love.
How many people know any songs about love?
Right here. I know a lot about
them. Tell me some titles. Titles. What's some song?
Love.
It's a song called Love.
Yeah.
It's no song called
Love. It's by Kirk Franklin.
All right. What is it? How I go?
It
goes
love.
Go ahead. Okay. Anybody else? Is the only song you know about love?
I will always love.
I can't hear you.
I will always love.
What about any movies about love? You know any movies about love?
Love Titanic.
All right.
Romeo and Juliet.
Did you know that was about love when you saw that on TV? They said it was about love.
Let me know how your level is.
Okay, if I must.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Testing, 1, 2.
That's my dance move for 1 and 2. My babies fly like a jet stream. I have a bubble scene. Watch for them dance. No.
And then you go into
like a dolphin body roll.
Yeah.
Coming overnight.
It's like the talky stuff.
Yeah, like all the personality and character.
And then you just feel like, wait, I'm always gonna have these songs in me. I can slow down a little bit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying though, but
are we recording?
I don't know. Like for me it's like, but I feel it's a little bit different. As a producer, I'm like, okay, I'm only gonna do things.
Let's see. If I get some more track, the first bridge actually is in falsetto.
I was told that Earth would spin in orbit till the end. I now know that nothing is forever, nothing is in orbit. Nothing is forever, nothing is in orbit, told.